Second?
Yep.
Got a motion, a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor of the motion to table to the next meeting, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
9-0. And Tom, did you second?
I thought that elbow scratch was
you guys just got him beat up a whole bunch of times.
So appreciate the effort. We're just not there yet. So and if you have any comments or questions, feel free to reach out to Scott in the office for next month's meeting. But we just can't vote on it tonight.
I think one of the speakers said not even more than 1,000 feet away. So would you rather have Johnny Morse or you guys?
That's a good question.
So appreciate your time. Thank you.
Okay. Have a good night.
No, no. Oh, no, you're good. Oh, you're good.
Thank you. So we've got a couple more cases. If you guys wouldn't mind stepping outside, if you're wanting to follow up with conversation.
You want to take 5 minutes?
Not really.
Okay.
They're going.
We only got two left, right?
Yep.
All right, so we're moving on to next conditional use permit, 23-002, 360 Holcomb Road.
Okay, your applicant, Jesse York, seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for nightly rental use in an existing travel trailer. Presley, you want to close that door?
Yep. Hey, Jeff, shut the door.
Yeah. Seeking approval of a conditional use permit for nightly rental use in an existing travel trailer located at 360 Holcomb Road, Branson. The property is currently zoned A1 agricultural. As per the Taney County's assessor's information, the property is 4 acres in size with a mobile home built with residential building permit number 22261. The property is served by a private well for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater. Access to the parcel is from Holcomb Road. So this is our standard conditional use for nightly rental, which has all our compliance items, the required signage, which is posted within 5 feet of the door inside and out. Our occupancy on this one will be limited to 4 persons. For the 4 persons, parking, we'll need a total of 2 spaces. We'll have to have a solid waste disposal company collect the solid waste all times during it's rented. Safety, they'll have 1 operatable fire extinguisher, smoke alarms, and carbon monoxide in compliance with the local fire district where applicable. We'll have a Missouri Department of Revenue license or number presented to the Planning Commission. These are all items that have to be complied with before we issue that conditional use. A fire protection district from the appropriate fire district, central, western, whatever fire district it falls in, we'll do a inspection. And then if any buffering is required, that's up to the Planning Commission if buffering is required for each conditional use nightly rental application. That buffering would have to be put in place before that permit would be issued. So this is down T Highway. You see the parcel highlighted there. It's not very big. Hopefully you can see it on there. Well, I didn't know how far out to zoom because yeah. I'd zoom in and out. But as we zoom there in, you know, of course, there's Forsyth and the Y Highway area, and we're down T Highway. Holcomb Road goes back to the west and then shoots to the north, and our parcel is highlighted here. So these are our zoning layer. And just some photos from the road. And again, looking at the driveway entrance of Holcomb, looking back to the west. Turn around, look back to the east. And then for your packet, he provided some very good aerials. I don't have that capability, but he did a good job. This structure would require a permit like any other single-family home structure. RVs, we don't require a permit for an RV that somebody has sitting at their home just for an RV. But when you turn it into a tiny home, we have single-family homes that are storage buildings, barn, you know. That turns it into something that we have to do a permit for. So that's, and I explained this to the applicant, would have to sit 25 feet off the front property line unless they got a variance to place it in that location. So when he gets that permit for that, we'd have to see where it would set back. And there's just a view from a different direction.
Not close, is it? Can I address that?
You can. You're up. It's your turn.
Thank you for having us. I don't know how I followed the last one. That was pretty interesting. That's not the actual location. That's where I have it parked right now.
Correct.
Can you go back to that aerial picture? Because he asked about how far off the road.
Yeah, so right there. Okay. It would actually, we've got a yard here, so it would actually be sitting back over here, which is about 40 feet. So it wouldn't be here. It's just there right now. But if we get approval, I'll gravel this and then have a nice spot for it. But that's what we're seeking first, is if it's okay to do it, then we move it up here to be far from the road.
Perfect.
So the sewer's going to be something, dang.
So it is, and I've already talked to the Branson City RV Park down by the landing, and they charge $5. We just drive it down over there. It's about 8 minutes away from our house, and just pull in and dump and bring it back. I talked to someone at the fire department. I don't know if he's on the board, but he said as long as it's on wheels, they don't have any code from the fire. Were you the one I talked to?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So being that it's brand new, it has all that stuff. It has smoke detector. It's fully contained water, and it's got its own heating and air conditioning. It's fully contained. It's a proper RV, but the dump station's only about 7 minutes away. So that's our plan for that, would be just to take it down there, pay the $5, and have it dumped. Now this isn't a full time thing. It's just when we're home. We're using it quite often. I've got my four little kids there, so whenever they're not in school, we'd like to get in there and just take off. So it'd really be a part-time thing when we're not traveling. Help us pay the monthly payment. So that's kind of the idea behind it. Sits there every month doing nothing, so if we can get a few bucks out of it while we're home, that's the idea.
So are you adding electric to your proposed new pad area?
I've got bids for all that stuff, but I don't want to pull the trigger unless it's okay to do it.
You're running water to it?
Uh-huh. It'll have water and a 50-amp electric.
If it's got a building permit, got an occupancy permit?
Well, we don't do occupancy permits.
Yeah, but it's got to have...
We would require a building permit for something that was used for nightly rental.
Does that not require having sewer septic?
Well, if he can't surface ground... most structures don't have the ability to drive off and dump the waste, but by state law, he can't surface discharge any shower or sink.
Well, I know he can't do that, but if there's gonna, I didn't know as a portion of the building permit there had to be a sewer.
Well, he'd have to get with John Suti, and if John says it has to have sewer, he's not going to allow him to go dump it. Then,
okay, that's where I was going.
Yeah.
So I've talked to John Suti, explained, and he said it's fine as long as you can go take it and dump it. It's okay with him.
He's got, I'm a builder by trade. When I hear building permit, I think, well,
yeah, well, I didn't know about a building permit until just now, so I didn't know about that.
Okay.
Good questions.
So it wouldn't be classified as a structure then? Even though there's a building permit, it's not a structure because it still has wheels.
Yeah, there's no foundation.
Well, are you getting an assessment, classification, planning and zoning? It's a single family home somebody's going to be using, like a storage building, is not a home structure, but
correct.
We have people that use it. Tiny homes that can move from this location to that would be considered a home.
Well, I'm just used to the definition of a structure as it's
never out in the world you're going to move that trailer.
It's not. It doesn't have wheels. So I'm just trying to clarify for my
right.
Is there anybody in the audience that signed up to speak for or against this? You want to come on up?
Thank you for having me. My name's Grant Holcomb. I have property on three sides of the property that they're talking about. I actually come here loaded for bear, but a lot of my concerns have been alleviated. As long as he's going to haul it off and dump it and not use his septic system to process it, because without it having been inspected, we don't know if the septic system would handle the increased flow. I'm going to be honest with you. Well, he said they're only going to use it when they are home. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. I have a problem with them walking off and leaving people like they was doing their Airbnb. I had nothing but problems with people climbing on my fence, climbing over my fence, across my property, trying to feed my goats. And if they're going to, like I said, as long as they're going to stay there and be there while the people are there, I'm not going to have a problem with it. But if they're going to drive off and leave it, then I'm going to have a problem. And I've already been advised if the problem continues, like I had while I was running the Airbnb, I'm going to be calling the Sheriff's Department. And they've got too much to do to be messing with little stuff like that.
Now, what's the issue you had with the Airbnb?
They took off. Well, okay. They had the Airbnb. First of all, if he'd have come through this board here with Airbnb, he'd have probably got it approved because I probably wouldn't have showed up because I didn't realize the problems that it would entail for me. Some of the problems I encountered, kids climbing on my woven wire fence and breaking them down. Parents and kids out there standing throwing feet across the fence, calling my goats up to it. Anybody who knows anything about goats, they're hard to keep in on a good day. Don't need people feeding them. I also had a family. They climb over a secured gate between us. I was walking across my field. Their reasoning that it was okay for them, their reasoning, because he advertised it was sitting in the middle of a 200-acre lots, 200-acre farmland. Well, that 200 acres is several different places. His 4 acres is all he had usage of. And the last one, and I've got it on my phone. I can show you the advertisement he had. But he was advertising a 6-acre private parcel. He was actually renting 2 acres of my land for his Airbnb. He wasn't using his 4 acres. He was including two of my acres in that where there's not a fence or separated. And I was also concerned about lawsuits. Even with no trespassing signs, somebody gets over there, I want to come up and see a baby calf, get mauled by the cow or something, but fall and break a leg. Yeah, I've got insurance, but I'm still going to have a lawyer. I'm still going to have to fight him. That was mine. Did that answer your question?
Yes.
But as far as I'll reiterate, as long as they're going to be there, I won't have a problem with it, as long as they control their guests.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
I'm not supposed to address him directly, so I'll just address you guys.
Yeah.
That's the first I heard about the problem, so I would like to apologize if he had any of those kinds of concerns. I didn't know. I wish he would have told me, and I would have definitely, addressed that. Now, as far as when he's mentioning the Airbnb,